from the WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that the COVID-19 pandemic may last longer in Greene County than elsewhere, as supply is now outstripping demand for the vaccines. Legislature Chair Patrick Linger says several hundred doses of vaccines went unused this week. Linger said, and I quote, "We're getting to the point where supply is increasing enough to be able to hit most of the people who are going to want the vaccine, which is not anywhere near where the state or CDC sees as herd immunity," end quote. Only about 38% of adults in Greene County have received at least one dose of a vaccine, far short of the 70% that scientists say is needed to end the pandemic. News this week about possible problems with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine may be affecting turnouts. Linger said, and I quote, "It was almost like turning on a light switch," end quote. He added, and I quote, "Last week we had an easy time filling pods. This week it's exactly the opposite, and we'll probably wind up sending doses back. Our emergency operations manager was expecting we'd have another week or two before hitting that saturation point. It's really showing up as being challenging to fill the vaccine slots," end quote. Greene County Public Health has open appointments for vaccines at the New Baltimore Firehouse on April 19th and April 26th in Ashland. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Sarah Trapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Village Board selected a new village president at its organizational meeting April 14th. Peter Gross III, a Republican, was picked by board members to succeed Vincent Seeley. Gross was elected in March to a second term on the board. Seeley resigned January 8th after a four-month absence related to a new business venture. Catskill Village presidents are appointed by the village board and are not directly elected by voters. Village Vice President Joseph Kozlowski has served as acting president following Seeley's departure. In remarks April 14th, Gross said he did not expect to take on the leadership role when he first ran for office. He said, and I quote, "I just wanted to get in there and make a difference," end quote. Gross said he enjoys being part of the village government, and I quote, "I enjoy listening to the concerns of residents, and I like to think everything out before I make a decision. Trying to make the right decision all the time is key," end quote. Gross's priority list includes getting the village's finances in order, maintaining the parks, and making sure everything is looking its best so everyone can enjoy the summer. The village has some major infrastructure projects coming up, including a new water main for Main Street and a settling pond for a water treatment plant, as well as some new development coming to the village, such as Taco Bell, Well Now, and more. Gross said, and I quote, "I'm excited to get to work," end quote. Kozlowski will continue to serve as vice president. Grossi said a special election will be held at a later date to fill Seeley's unexpired term. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ariana Jimenez is reporting for the Legislative Gazette. Under new legislation approved April 14th by the state Senate, the right to vote would be restored to formerly incarcerated people in New York immediately upon release from prison. The corresponding assembly bill, sponsored by Assemblymember Daniel O'Connor, is on its third reading. Under the measure, people would not have to wait until they have reached the final date of their sentence to register to vote or to vote in an election. O'Donnell said, and I quote, "There is a need for people who have been formerly incarcerated to reintegrate into society in every way possible," end quote. He added, and I quote, "Other parts of the United States have begun to restore voting rights. Parole is a tough thing to survive while you are living in the community and living the law-abiding life. The right to participate in the democracy of voting should not be impeded," end quote. O'Donnell's bill would permanently restore the vote to individuals released on parole and require officials to give newly eligible voters an opportunity to register upon release. Sean Morales Doyle, the Deputy Director of the Voting Rights and Elections Program at the Brennan Center for Justice, said that under existing New York law, those people convicted of felonies who have been released from prison cannot vote while they are under community supervision unless they have had the right restored by a certificate of release, a certificate of good conduct, or a pardon from the governor. And I quote, New Yorkers who have been released from prison are working, paying taxes, and raising families, but they have no voice in the government. Today's Senate vote brings them a step closer to regaining that voice, end quote. And you can read the full story in the Legislative Gazette. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Following months of debate, the Athens Village Board April 14th adopted a law prohibiting parking on the west side of North Franklin Street. Local law number 5 of 2021 was approved due to safety concerns over the width of the street and emergency vehicle access. A public hearing was held on October 28th and again on March 24th to gauge public reaction to the new law. Mayor Amy Sirago said officials from the Fire Department, Police Department, and Department of Public Works were also consulted. She said, and I quote, we have heard everyone on this subject, end quote. Former Mayor Stephen Bradadich, who left office at the beginning of April, and DPW Chief Anthony Proper measured the streets to determine if emergency vehicles are able to get through if cars are parked on both sides of the road. Sirago said village officials have determined the width of the street makes parking on both sides dangerous. Village trustee Joshua Lipsman said of reducing the parking on one side of the street, and I quote, I am feeling that we should not take anything from our residents unless we absolutely have to, and which we must on the northernmost portion of the street for safe, end quote. Department of Public Works Director Anthony Proper said, and I quote, what is the big inconvenience? Because they have to park their car on one side and walk an extra 5 steps to get into their house, end quote. Proper said only a couple of residents will have to move their vehicles to the opposite side and that safety during plowing season and clearing the roads is critical. When it came time to vote on the law, Lipsman was the lone dissenter. The mayor said new signs will be posted and residents will be notified by the village when the law goes into effect. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And a nice weekend.